to Talking Tech and Learning in District 205, your home for quick, bite-sized tips to support learning activities in your classroom. Following our very brief discussion of web etiquette in Episode 9, I'd like to take a moment to draw your attention to a site I use regularly called Pixabay.com. I learned about this site a few years ago while reading Richard Byrne's Free Tech for Teachers blog, which I highly recommend. Pixabay is a great source to help students and teachers find rich media content for use in reports, on blogs or websites, or wherever a little color or an interesting image might help rescue an otherwise bland or text-heavy product. Users can find photographs, illustrations, vector graphics, and even video clips. Just visit Pixabay.com to get started. There are two really great things about Pixabay. The part I like most is that it does not require any account creation or login. You just visit the site, search for an image, click on it and follow the prompts, let them know you're not a robot, and the image is yours to use. I would, however, suggest first that you check for the any fair use guidelines on the images, and I'd also suggest a reference back to Pixabay.com to let folks know where the image was found. The next part I love is the price. It is all completely free for you to use. So far, I've found only one downside to Pixabay. You do need to exercise a little caution. Pixabay is based in Europe, and I think that what some Europeans consider artistic might end up being a little less than acceptable for some of our younger viewers here in the States. Our school's filters will protect kids on Chromebooks from most of the images that might cause concern, but do be warned to try a test run yourself before you show kids how to use the site on your classroom display. I'd hate for someone to be searching for an image of the planet Venus only to have a statue of a nude woman appear in front of your second or third grade classroom. Don't let that stop you from trying Pixabay.com. I'll include some links in the show notes, and I hope you'll come back and listen again tomorrow. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.